Jim Brickman playing Angel Eyes here on 90.5 WICN, a really wonderfully talented musician who is going to be playing a concert in support of the Hanover Theater right here in Worcester on December 18th at 7 o'clock. It's a virtual show that he can... is just amazing to be able to do in these times, and a great thing for a great local venue. And Jim Brickman is on the phone with me right now. Thank you so much for joining me.
Good to see you, or talk with you at least.
And it must be just so strange to be in this position where suddenly you're doing stuff virtually, you're doing stuff that you can go all around the country and, you know, come up here to Worcester, but not really, or, you know, be beaming into people's homes. How have you adjusted to these kinds of shows?
Well, you know, of course, like everybody, it's a challenging thing, no matter what you do. But I think that, you know, thinking about it in a way that can become as intimate as possible without being there is important. And when I say that, I mean that with what we're doing with the Comfort and Joy Holiday Tours, we would be coming to Worcester to the Hanover live. So we decided to come to Worcester virtually rather than do a national live stream where everybody's just passively watching one show. I get to do this to support the Hanover for every ticket sold. You are watching me virtually, but it's also interactive on Zoom. So I can see you and you can see me. And it's all a local community effort to really support the Hanover and make it unique to the town. And so it makes a difference, I think, because you know, when you do a national stream, it's sort of like, and the next song, and the next song. This time, I can talk about, you know, WSRS and my radio show there. I could talk about, you know, being in Worcester, what it's always been like. And then you know that everybody watching is from the community, and it becomes much more intimate. So it's like coming there rather than just I'm not playing to a camera where I can't see anybody or there's zero interaction or something. So it's as close as I can come to playing on the stage there.
I always think of that that Joni Mitchell song, you know, saying you don't know what you've got till it's gone. And I think a lot of people took these local venues for granted and took the ability to actually go and catch a show for granted. And now it's, I think, very clear to everybody how important these venues and these shows are.
It's so true. And, you know, yes, it is, you know, entertainment is one of the things that is an extra for, you know, for disposable income and that sort of thing. But at holiday time, the festivity and the gathering and the community and the good feelings are something that are going to be missed. So we're going to make it as close as possible. The other thing we're doing that is unique is every ticket that you buy to watch the stream, it has a night that's, you know, specifically for you, so it's not, you don't just watch it anytime. I believe the 19th, December 19th, I think.
It's the 18th.
18th, about that, yeah. The 18th. And it's on my website at jimbrickman.com if you want to know kind of more details of what we're talking about. But every ticket, we send you a Christmas stocking full of gifts that arrives on your doorstep the week before the show. So in the stocking that you get a program for the show, just like you're going to the show, a ticket, music, a CD, you get some popcorn and some hot chocolate and some jingle bells and all kinds of good stuff in a Christmas stocking as a gift for when you buy a ticket. So it's we're trying to complete the experience as much as possible without being there.
It's absolutely, and that's such a wonderful aspect. There's so many aspects of going to a show, as you say, getting that playbill, that program, or the ticket that you don't really think of. You might just put it in your pocket, but are when you think about it later, are so evocative of actually being there. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to use a euphemism for a front row seat, you know, and make it your couch. But it's also something that you can gather with the family. So each ticket is a household ticket. So it is, you know, if you have five people watching, you're only paying for one ticket. And a portion of all the proceeds in every ticket goes to support the Hanover and the rebuilding of the arts community in Worcester that is so challenged right now.
And this is a tour that is obviously leading up to the holidays. I'd imagine, you know, for you as for so many people, there is that special significance of gathering for the holidays and the music that gets played during those gatherings, and how that is something that I think we're going to be looking forward to more than ever this year.
I think so too. You know, music takes you away. It's nostalgic. It brings memories back. It brings joy to people. It brings hope and promise. And, you know, as we slowly get into the year that's going to feel different than any other, any part of it that feels normal, listening to Christmas music, decorating the tree, you know, making Christmas cookies, having some interaction, even if it is on video, is as close to what we would normally do as possible.
Absolutely. Now, that's December 18th at 7 o'clock. It is in support of the Hanover Theater for the Performing Arts. And again, I just wanted to thank you as one, you know, one of the many people who loves going to the Hanover Theater. And just wanted to ask you, in terms of, you know, these local venues, hopefully we'll actually be seeing you physically here, you know, sooner rather than later. But what is it that made you, you know, want to do this for all of these great venues around the country and specifically in Worcester?
Well, many performers not only are not being able to tour, but when you think about not just the theater experience itself, but a lot of people don't think about the crew, the staff at the theater, the ticket takers, the ushers, the box office, the sound, the lights, the stagehands. You know, these are, it dominoes down to people that are all out of work. And, you know, it is a great revenue generator to go into downtown Worcester. You know, you don't have any of those restaurants that you might go to before the show. And, you know, all of the revenue that comes in the district that supports it. So they've always been so great to me. They continue to bring my music to all of my friends there. And so it's my way of saying thank you for inviting me, and that I hope to return to play for you again as the years go by.
Absolutely. And jimbrickman.com, I want to emphasize, that is where people can head to check out the tickets. It is on December 18th at 7 o'clock. And Jim Brickman, an extraordinarily talented musician, and I will also say an extraordinarily generous musician for doing this. Thank you so much for joining us here on WICN, and also, you know, joining us virtually on December 18th.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to talk with you. We'll see everybody there.
Absolutely. Here's Jim Brickman, is that we just heard him. And as you can hear him coming up at December 18th at 7 in support of the Hanover Theater for the Performing Arts. Right now, we're playing Rocket to the Moon.